Mishnah Yom is for Sunday, the 21st day of Ayar, of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masech Tashviz, Perek Chamishi, Mishneh Gimel. The fruits of Shemitah. After the animals in the field, the wild animals, don't have what to eat, then one has to take one's animal food outside the house and do what's called biur. Take it out of your house. Biur, according to most Meforshim, means taking it out of your house. And who is permitted to eat those fruits after the biur is done? Later on, we'll find a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda will say that the poor can eat after the zman of the biur, but not the rich, not the landowners. Rabbi Yossi says it's free for all. Both poor and rich are equally able to eat the produce after biur has been accomplished, after you've taken it out of your house. So even the balabais who just before that had it in his own storage area, he's allowed to now go and be, or not in storage area, but after he's had it in his house or in his fields, he has to now go out and make biur, but he can come back and take from it what he needs to eat. Our Mishnah deals with this luf. It's a type of onion that was sown and grew in the sixth year of the sabbatical of the Shemitah cycle. Then came the seventh year and it was still growing. And then came to the eighth year, because this particular plant or this particular herb, onion, can last in the ground for 3 years. What's happening now is in the leaves of this plant, of this onion, there is a mixture of growth that took place before Shemitah, growth that took place in the Shemitah. So how do we deal with this? Because the law is that the leaves of the luf plant are also subject to biur. You have to take it out when there's nothing left for the animals in the field. Luf she'ovra olav shviz. If you have, says the Mishnah, if you have this luf, this onion, that passed the Shemitah year, as we said before, it was sown in the sixth year, remained attached to the ground until the eighth year. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, if the poor have already taken the leaves in Shemitah after biur was done, lakoto, then they've taken it. And the poor did not get anything in the leaves that grew in the eighth year. Vimlav, let's say they didn't take the leaves yet. So therefore, now we've got leaves that are growing that are a mixture of the seventh year growth and the eighth year's growth in with it. Then he has to make a pro rata calculation as to what amount he has to give to the poor. Because whatever grew in the Shemitah year belongs to the poor. Therefore, he has to estimate how much grew in the Shemitah year and give that to the poor. The Rambam writes that the cheshbon is, the way you calculate it is that when you take out this leaf, this luf from the ground, 2 years after the Shemitah, then you've got to give the poor one-third of the value. If you're taking it out after 3 years, then you give the poor a quarter of the value. And in this way, you're always giving the poor the chelek, the pro rata amount that grew in the Shemitah year, out of the number of years that were staying under the ground. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that we mentioned before in the introduction to the Mishnah, that is, that the poor are entitled to eat, but not the rich, after biur was done. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Im lok tohanim es olav lokot." If the poor took their leaves that grew in the Shemitah year, fine. Vim lav, but if they didn't collect it in the Shemitah year, ein lanim olav chashbein. The poor have no comeback. They can't ask for prorata chelik anymore, because the balabais, the landowner, has already been soicha, has already taken it. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion, like Rabbi Yossi, that both poor and rich are entitled to eat the fruits or of the Shemitah year after biur was done. That means at the time of biur, the owner takes out his fruits and he says, he gives the declaration, anyone who wants to come and take it, it's hefka for all. And at that moment, anybody can be zoicha, anybody can come and collect, rich or poor. The owners themselves can come and take be zoicha. And once he's been zoicha in it, once he's taken it, the poor have no rights to it and have no comeback or claim for it, because he was zoichet from Hafker, and he's done the mitzvah of biur. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua holds that if the poor have not taken their lot in Shemitah, then they got no schus over the over the leaves of the olive, that even though Shemitah passed by, and it grew and continued growing in the eighth year. Now the Rambam has a different girsa in Rabbi Yossi. His girsa is Echad Anim ve'Echad Asherim Ein Oichlim Achar Bir. He holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, according to the Rambam, that both rich and poor cannot eat anything after the beer. Why does the Rambam have that girsa? It's because the Rambam is of the opinion that the mitzvah of beer involves not just taking it out of your house and declaring it free for all. Beer means, like beer chametz, you get rid of it, you destroy it. And according to him, for this reason, Rabbi Yeshua says that if the poor haven't taken, then they have they've got no cheshbon, they've got no reckoning, they can't take it. Mishnah Dalet. Our Mishnah is going to list three different types of produce that even after they're completely ripe, it was the practice to leave them in the ground for some time. Our Mishnah deals with these particular products that were finished, that were already ripe for the picking in the sixth year, but they remained in the ground for the seventh year as well. What do we do? How do we, what's the procedure with these particular products? Says the Mishnah, mentioning the first product, luf shel erev shviz, this onion-like herb that grew, in that became already ripe in the eve of the Shemitah year. It was already ripe in the sixth year. Shenichnas lashviz, that went into the seventh year, which means they didn't uproot it from the ground. As we said before, certain herbs they used to leave in the ground even after they were ripe. V'chein betzolim hakitzonim, similarly what's called the summer onions. These were onions that they were reserved, that specially grew in the summer, or they used for the summer. Some say they were sown in the summer. V'chein puah shel idis. Puah is a type of herb that they make a red dye from it, a red pigment. Shel idis. Idis means it was in top quality ground, very fertile ground. All these three products have something in common. They are all ripened. They're ready for use on the sixth year, but they kept them in the ground for the seventh year as well. Beis Shammai say, now that they're coming in the sixth year, in the seventh year, in the Shemitah year, to take it out of the ground, when they take it out, they uproot it, they have to be sure to use b'ma'arufos shalets, to use wooden scrapers, wooden shovels, not to use metal. Why? It's in order to make a shinui, a change, so people shouldn't suspect that he's working his land in the Shemitah year by using a metal implement. No, they hold you don't need to make a shinui change. You're allowed to use metal axes to uproot it from the ground, and we're not worried that people will think, oh, he's working his ground. Everyone knows that he's doing something which is mutter, permitted in the Shemitah year, and that's fine. There are some of Farshim say that even Basil say that a little bit of a change you should do by using axes instead of hoes. That's how some learn. Umoidim. And Beis Shammai will agree to Beis Hillel before Shel Tzla'os. If it's a pigment, if it's a certain amount of a pu'ah, this herb of Tzla'os. Tzla'os means it has sides. It extends like tentacles. It's got long roots that spread in the ground. And that you cannot use a wooden shovel to take it out. You need a metal implement. Then Beis Shammai say, that's fine. You can use metal in that situation and that'll be fine. There are other explanations of what this pu'ah Shel Tzla'os means. She'okrin oisa b'kaduma shel matachas. Even Beis Shammai say, yes, you can use metal axes to take it out. Why? Because no one's going to suspect that you're working the ground in the Shemitah year because it's this particular type of pu'ah that's hard to get out with wooden. So with wooden shovels, even Beis Shammai agree, you can use metal.